Algernon, thank you so much for joining us for the Monday Business Watch. We have plenty to talk about. Obviously, you did some reporting on scooters here on the NMSU campus, and that reporting trip took you to the emergency room. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. I'm being reminded moment by moment that I'm not dead. So this is, of course, the scooter program at NMSU. This is a partnership between the student government and the company Spin. Outside of Las Cruces, there's been a growing industry in these app-based scooter rentals, where you use your mobile device to unlock and rent a scooter. You pay 15 cents an hour or some fee like that, and then you can park them anywhere within the service area. So Spin, which is one of many competitors in this new market, struck a deal with the student government to do a 60-day pilot introducing about 100 scooters that you could rent on the NMSU main campus in Las Cruces.
Now, I noticed that it's not just college campuses, but municipalities across the country are also introducing these dockless scooters that can be found randomly throughout many different communities in the country.
That's right. The big sell here is that this is a transportation solution, that these battery-operated scooters keep people out of automobiles, and so it makes for a more pedestrian-friendly city center. However, there are also some drawbacks to it. You have more scooters in areas where there are also people on foot. Sometimes the scooters are not parked well, so you have blocked entrances, blocked sidewalks, things like that. So there's some kinks to work out with this idea, but a lot of people seem to think that this is an interesting new solution.
Well, speaking of interesting, there's been an interesting story developing here on the NMSU campus. We have some controversy with these scooters so far during this pilot program. They are, as we're taping this, currently being held, is that correct, by the contractor?
That's correct. They're locked up in a warehouse. So what, and by the time you hear this, they may be back on campus. It's not clear. So what happened was the scooters were introduced on January 18th, on a Friday. Now, this business model requires local teams on the ground who put out the scooters, repair the scooters, maintain the scooters, lock them up at night, and then reintroduce them in the morning. So you have to have people who do a considerable amount of work. Well, the local providers and Spin are in a contract dispute and a dispute over some unpaid invoices, which, as I understand, have now been paid. So now they're just working on the logistics of getting the scooters back out. It might be sometime this week.
Do we know how this has affected students? You mentioned this is a pilot program, but have any student fees been already put towards this?
Oh, sure. So when you take the app, if you want to rent the scooter, there's a $1 unlock fee, and then you pay a fare. And then once you lock it up again with your mobile device, your trip ends and your credit card or whatever your payment arrangement is billed. So that's the revenue stream. The 60-day tryout period is to see if this works, if it's safe, if the community feedback is good and strong, and hopefully the company can continue to provide this service. Obviously, with this dispute, as well as on the first day, some complaints that I know about from people walking by who were kind of getting buzzed by people on the scooters, people not wearing helmets, things like that. Obviously, I had an accident, fractured two wrists when I fell badly. Just because I lost balance. You have to remember that scooters are – the wheels are low to the ground. They're a little front heavy. They don't absorb shock very well the way inflatable tires on bicycles can. So you can fall. There are things that can happen even when you're taking precautions. So there are some drawbacks to the business model, but hopefully if everything's resolved, this is a service that they can continue to provide.
We don't have too much time left, but I'd like to talk about a business profile that you did on a very historic business here in our area, Palacio Bar in Mesilla.
82 years.
Wow.
This place has been in business. So in 1936, a metalsmith named Pablo Salcido opened Salcido's Dance Hall. And this is because he had a blacksmith shop and his wife suggested that he have some dance events, and those took off so well that they just decided to have a dance hall and a bar. And this business has been operating under the same family-owned liquor license for 82 years.
Wow.
So it's pretty historic. They just were in the news recently because they unveiled an outdoor mural on one side of the same location they've been at for 82 years. It's a big mural showing the Budweiser Clydesdale horses. And this is something that apparently Mr. Salcido loved these horses. And so they made that a kind of a block party celebration during January.
Well, congratulations to them on 82 years. And Algernon, we're glad you are feeling better. Thank you so much for updating us with the Monday Business Watch.
Ciao, and be careful.